Well, it's been about 5 months since families were allowed to visit residents in Florida nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Many say that is far too long. Families are demanding that the state allow some form of in-person visitation, but their push comes as Florida continues to be a coronavirus hotspot, with long-term care residents most at risk. As Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini reports, the state is looking for a solution.
Mary Daniel and her husband Steve had a routine. Every night she'd visit him at the Jacksonville Memory Care facility he'd lived in since his Alzheimer's disease progressed. She'd feed him dinner, help him change into pajamas, and they'd lie in bed for a couple hours watching TV. Until one day in March when she found out she couldn't go back.
I promised him when he was diagnosed 7 years ago that I would be by his side every step of the way. And for 114 days, I was not able to do that.
Daniel tried window visits and video chats, but they didn't work, and she watched her husband lose weight and become extremely distressed. They were running out of time, and she questioned whether protecting him from the coronavirus was worth it.
What am I saving him from? I'm going to miss this period of time where he knows me, and he knows my love, and he knows a hug, and he knows that he's not alone. For that?
Daniel's a professional patient advocate, but she took a part-time job washing dishes at her husband's facility last month. Now they can spend time together a couple days a week, and she says he's already improving. Daniel's story went viral, and she's gone on to become the leader of a grassroots movement to restore visitation in long-term care facilities. She got the attention of Governor Ron DeSantis. He met with her this week and appointed her to a committee that's forming a plan to reopen these homes.
We've got to figure out a way to not only protect folks from the virus, but also address some of the serious emotional damage that has been done by our countermeasures to the virus.
But doing that is tricky. Florida's still reporting thousands of new coronavirus cases each day, and more than 3,000 residents and staff at long-term care facilities have died from COVID-19. About a third of those deaths happened in July alone. Ultimately, it will be up to the committee, which also includes Health Secretary Mary Mayhew, to come up with the guidelines. But DeSantis floated his own ideas at the press conference.
One of the things I think we can do is any family member who has COVID antibodies should be allowed to go visit the facility.
That inspired Diane McMillan of Tampa to schedule a test to see if she has antibodies that could provide immunity against the coronavirus. She doesn't think she's ever had COVID-19, but she's willing to get tested if it means she could visit her 85-year-old mother. McMillan says her mom's physically healthy, but is now depressed and feels like residents don't have a voice in this issue.
Her words to me, and I wrote them down, it's very hard to walk away without touch. And we would do anything to be able to go see her. And we want to be safe, definitely.
But an antibody test won't tell people if they have the virus right now, and that concerns McMillan. And health experts like Dr. Marissa Levine with the University of South Florida say there's not enough evidence about how much immunity coronavirus antibodies provide.
Including what level of antibody is protective, how long is it protective, and could you potentially harbor the virus, say, in your nasal passages? And, you know, quite frankly, we've had a lot of trouble with the antibody tests. They've been among the least reliable.
Levine says ideally, long-term care facilities could conduct rapid tests to catch active infections at the door. And there are efforts to make that happen. But until then, she recommends outdoor visits with one or two people wearing masks and distancing. And if indoors necessary, then with more extensive PPE. That's happening in other states. Families say they'll take anything at this point. They're just desperate to be with their loved ones again. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.